The risk of Alzheimer's in people who are genetically prone to the disease may be higher for people who eat more. That's the finding of a study published in the journal Archives of Neurology. A researcher suggests people who take in more calories, especially more fat, may produce more toxins known as oxidants. These toxins, he said, may help to bring on Alzheimer's disease.
When actor Charlton Heston announced last week that he'd been diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it caught the attention of others who have the disease. They hope Heston's openness will help chip away at the stigma of Alzheimer's. NPR's Joseph Shapiro reports.
Charlton Heston wasn't looking for sympathy, just understanding when he announced his diagnosis on a videotape.
"For now, I'm not changing anything. I'll insist on work when I can. The doctors will insist on rest when I must. If you see a little less spring in my step, if your name fails to leap to my lips, you'll know why. And if I tell you a funny story for the second time, please laugh anyway."
Thad Rauschei listened with particular interest.
"Isn't that wonderful?"
Rauschei was diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease, too. He says Heston's message is right on target.
"To me, that's like saying, this is not a death sentence, which so many people think about the disease, but I'm going to continue to live. I may not live the exact same way as I have before, but if I don't, you'll understand why."
Rauschei was a college counselor and instructor. He has a PhD in social work. 4 years ago, he was diagnosed with early-onset Alzheimer's disease. Rauschei was only 57. He asked to be interviewed early in the morning, a time when he's at his best.
"Like, I'll get up in the morning, and usually mornings are better than evenings, and I take my shower and I think, oh, I'm going to conquer this day, you know, and nothing's wrong with me. And then I get into situations, even like talking with you right now, and then I have to start working hard at thinking."
Rauschei doesn't work at his college in Schenectady, New York anymore, but he's still an educator of sorts. He gives speeches and he writes about what it's like to have Alzheimer's disease. He says he gets the same reaction, the one he got when he first went public.
"People were very surprised, shocked, you know, unbelief. How can you be looking so well and doing so well and, you know, have Alzheimer's? Because I think the image of Alzheimer's is late stage and old people."
Rauschei and Charlton Heston, just like Ronald Reagan before them, are part of a trend. More people are going public about having Alzheimer's. One reason is that the disease gets diagnosed earlier. Another is the development of new drugs that sometimes slow the progression of symptoms. The drugs work best in the early stages of the disease. That's why geriatric psychiatrist Gary Small of the UCLA Center on Aging says it's important when people are open.
"When someone like Charlton Heston has the courage to come forward and announce that he has Alzheimer's disease, it helps all of us realize that we don't have to just let the disease take over. We can get an early effective diagnosis, start aggressive treatment, and keep ourselves functioning at the highest level as long as possible."
And to function better and for longer is another thing that Thad Rauschei wants. Scientists are excited about the prospect of someday finding a cure for Alzheimer's, but a cure would come too late for Rauschei. He wants more research on how to help people manage the disease, maybe even to turn it into some sort of chronic illness.
"Who knows? Maybe someday we'll find the best we're going to be able to do is help people live like people do with diabetes, for example. You live with it, but we learn how to do it, and we have the right medications, etc."
Rauschei knows that Alzheimer's is a fierce and fatal disease, and that eventually it will rob him of his mind and his memory. So he appreciated Heston's talk of fighting the disease, even knowing how his battle will end. Heston's 78, and he made a comparison to his own political activism.
"I'm neither giving up nor giving in. I believe I'm still the fighter that Dr. King and JFK and Ronald Reagan knew. But it's a fight I must someday call a draw."
"Yeah, it's to me like facing reality. That it's there, and we know the progression of it. We know death can be the ultimate end of the disease, but in the meantime, I'm going to live as fully as I can."
Rauschei refuses to call himself a victim of Alzheimer's. Survivor is the way he puts it. The difference, he says, is that a victim might sit around and wait for death. But as a survivor, he does the best he can with the way he is now. Joseph Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.